علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we had started a discussion on the issue of the final prophet, that means the finalization of the issue of prophethood by the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that ila an ba'athallahu subhanahu Muhammadan Rasulullah. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha is reported to have said that the whole process of prophethood continued, the whole, you can say, method and the whole trend of prophethood continues until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger of God. And when he came as a messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that finalization, and that's why he says لِإِنْجَازِ عِدَتِهِ وَإِتْمَامِ نُبُوَّتِهِ. He sent forth Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so as to confirm or to fulfill that promise لِإِنْجَازِ عِدَتِهِ وَإِتْمَامِ نُبُوَّتِهِ, and to complete the prophethood. Inshallah, we shall discuss about what this promise that was completed is, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fulfill that promise that he had made. And the fulfillment of that promise was done through the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was prophesied previously in the books of the followers of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and of course the followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, all of them in all of their books, the Bible and the Torah and other important books, the mention of the final prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his coming have been there. And as you even mentioned previously, that the that the prophets that came afterwards, they confirmed the teachings of those that were before them, and they also prophesized, or they kind of accepted and attested and accepted to work in the direction of the blossoming of the teachings of the final prophet and the prophets to come after them. So this was something that we discussed previously, and we established it in the previous sessions. Now, we come to this, when we talk about this promise, what is this promise? It seems that the promise is referring to this particular verse of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. So, we see that in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first talks about the fact that there are a group of people that wish to turn off the light of God with their mouths by speaking, by spreading false propaganda and negative statements and negative issues regarding the truth. They wish to turn off and shut off that light. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a promise here and says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. He is the completer of that light, even if the disbelievers dislike this fact. And then he says, وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent his messenger with guidance and the true religion, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, so that he makes it overcome all the other religions. Now, what does it mean by overcome all the other religions, inshallah? We shall talk about in the coming segment.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we talked about the fact that the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made was that He is going to complete that light. The light of knowledge, the light of Tawheed basically, the light of monotheism. He's going to complete it so that this earth is fully encompassed by that light. And then He says, لِيُظْهِرَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messenger so that He overcomes, so that this, the religion, the true religion, overcomes all the religions. Now, what does this mean? This completion of light and this overcoming of the religions, does it mean that there will be brute force and killing and massacre being used to overcome these societies? This is what meant by this verse. Or is this verse referring to a very subtle fact, a subtle reality to do with the finalization, or the, you can say, the seal of the Prophet? That, giving a summary as to what it could mean as a probable and strong meaning, would be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messenger with that guidance. This guidance being so powerful that this school of thought and this, you can say, ideology and this worldview and this way of life and the religion that has been brought forth by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so unique and so powerful and so overwhelming, and it is so pristine and solves so many problems of the people, that it will naturally overcome all the other religions and all the other schools of thought. It could probably mean that, but inshallah, we shall come and discuss about this in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه